From 94.9 KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.
I'm David Hyde. Last summer, the leader of an organization called Exodus International publicly acknowledged that the group's attempts to change people's sexual orientation through prayer and fundamentalist Christian principles had not always worked and, in fact, had hurt many people. For 35 years, Exodus advertised itself as a program that could reverse or cure same-sex sexual orientation. The process is called gay conversion therapy. A new play at Seattle Repertory Theater uses gay conversion therapy as a starting point to look at how rigid spiritual beliefs affect one man and the people around him. It's called A Great Wilderness. Award-winning writer Samuel Hunter talked about it with our colleague, Marcy Silman.
The play is about a man who's devoted his entire life to counseling teenage boys out of their homosexuality, and the plot of the play concerns his relationship to this one last client that he's brought up to his cabin retreat, the one last client he's going to have before he goes into sort of a forced retirement. And the plot engine of the play concerns this kid who's gone missing out into the forest toward the beginning of the play. So the dramatic question of the play is, where is this kid? Is he going to come back?
Why this topic?
Well, I think, you know, I've written a lot of plays that circle around fundamentalist Christianity. It's something that I've written about. A number of plays have circled around fundamentalist Christianity. It's something that always really interests me. And I had this idea a while ago of a child, or, you know, a teenage boy out on this spiritual quest, because it seemed to sort of encapsulate a lot of the things that I'm really interested in about fundamentalist Christianity, which is, like, how do we negotiate these beliefs with living in 2014.
Did you grow up as a fundamentalist Christian?
I didn't. I mean, my parents are just good old Episcopalians, but but I went to a fundamentalist Christian high school. I mean, when I first got there, when I was 12, 13 years old, I think I sort of tried the beliefs on for size. Mm-hmm. You know, there were beliefs that really appealed to me because they sort of organized everything. They organized the cosmos. They organized reality. They organized life's purpose, and that was so comforting. But you know, as my critical brain started to develop, I mean, even by, you know, eighth, ninth grade, it just became apparent that they didn't fit me. You know what I mean? That the critical reasoning I was developing and the critical reasoning that I was receiving from my parents just didn't jive with what I was being taught. So it actually resulted in this fantastic education, because I was answering questions on tests in a way that I didn't believe. But so I was having this sort of external education and an internal education at the same time.
Talking with Samuel Hunter, whose play A Great Wilderness has its world premiere production at Seattle Repertory Theater, directed by Braden Abraham. Sam, one of the things that struck me reading this is that the three main protagonists are this man, Walt, and then these people, Tim and Abby, and we learn about their relationship to each other as the play progresses. So I'm not going to say a whole lot about that. They're very flawed. All three of them are visibly flawed people. And I was wondering, as you created them, what that was like as an artist to spend so much time with people that are hard.
You know, I have very few thesis statements as a writer. You know what I mean? I have very few, that's not the right word. I have very few, mission statements as a writer, but maybe if I do have one mission statement, you know, when I sit down and write a play, I want to write characters that challenge the audience's sense of empathy, because for me those are always the most surprising and the most rewarding journeys. You know, there's a sort of playmaking where we're presented with people who we immediately relate to, but I think what's more interesting to me in writing these plays is, can I present somebody who the audience from the get-go is putting at arm's length? And I think, you know, in the first scene of this play, I think the audience assumes that actually Walt is the antagonist.
Mm-hmm.
If this play were a Lifetime movie, the way that it would fall out is that, you know, Walt's the antagonist and the kid Daniel is the protagonist, and the story is the story of Daniel struggling with it and finally breaking free and Walt learning a lesson, and then, you
right.
know, we all go home.
This is not that play.
And this is not that play.
No.
And hopefully, you know, if we're brought to a place of empathy with somebody who, you know, I certainly keep at arm's length, and I would guess that the vast majority of a regional theater audience will keep at arm's length, that maybe that journey is more complicated, more interesting, more profound.
There are two other main issues besides fundamentalist Christianity, which is sort of like the given. It's like the set of rules of the game. Mm-hmm. Am I giving too much away to say that we're dealing with dementia in this play?
No, that's fine.
And this whole sort of debunked theory of gay conversion, which has been in the headlines over the past years, you know, the founder of that group, Exodus, mm-hmm. recanting, you know, no, in fact, you can't convert somebody from being gay. So these are two huge, weighty topics that are seemingly divergent. Like, you can have one whole play about dementia and one whole play mm-hmm. about gay conversion therapy. You've wrapped that up with the wrapping paper of fundamentalist Christianity and handed the whole thing to us. And I wonder, as a playwright, how much did you know about that going in, and what did you learn over the course of crafting this play?
Well, I think for me, actually, they felt and they still feel deeply connected, because I think that both the idea of, you know, slipping into dementia and the idea of gay conversion, so-called gay conversion therapy, and fundamentalist Christianity are all about negotiating one's internal life. And I think that that's really what the play is about. I mean, it's a play. It's a tragedy, really. I mean, it's I set out to write a tragedy. And for me, this play is about this man's internal life and how his belief system has forced him to live externally a certain way. And it's not until the very end, toward the end of his life, when he is losing his mind, when he is losing the thing that when he's losing the ability to self-actualize, it's only in those final moments that he has these first thoughts of self-actualization, and therein lies the tragedy. So I think they were all kind of wrapped up together.
How does it affect you to work on something like this?
I mean, a play like this is deeply personal to me. I mean, writing this, you know, even though he's not the main character, he's only in three scenes, writing the 16-year-old kid, gay kid in this play. I mean, I was a 16-year-old gay kid in this environment too. And at once I have to, it is deeply, deeply personal, but it's also completely fictionalized. And I think it's the complete fictionalization that allows me to write from such a personal place.
I would think at some point that you need to draw some line and go breathe, metaphorically speaking, if not physically.
I think, you know, I write plays like these, and I think I go to plays and films like these maybe because if I can have the catharsis in the room with a group of people, it's you know, through a work of fiction, it enlightens my own life and it brings resolution and clarity to my own life where I don't have to have that tragedy, that catharsis in my actual life. I know a lot of people, there are a lot of people I love who don't like seeing things that are sad, because the reason being, you know, why would I want to go see something to make me sad? And my response is like, well, we go to the theater to experience those things so we don't have to carry them into our life. So I think for me, the writing of the play is a cathartic event for me as well, you know, and it allows me to breathe easier in my own life, I think.
Playwright Samuel Hunter spoke with our colleague, Marcy Silman. Hunter's play, A Great Wilderness, is having its world premiere production at Seattle Rep Theater.